जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
सिद्धांत सर श्री गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। रामाचार्य सुलहरा ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपना धाम सुन राधा सुन गिरी गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा मायन की जय। जमुना मायन की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सावेश भक्त बिंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी सुजस ऑल ग्लोरी सुजस ऑल ग्लोरी सुजस। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Text number 20. एवम् प्रसन्न मनसो भगवद् भक्ति योगतः भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं मुक्त संगस्य जायते। एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
मुक्त संगस्य जायते
मुक्त संगस्य जायते।
एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
मुक्त संगस्य जायते
मुक्त संगस्य जायते।
एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
एवं प्रसन्न मनसो
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवद् भक्ति योगतः
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
भगवत् तत्व विज्ञानं
मुक्त संगस्य जायते
मुक्त संगस्य जायते।
Amen.
Devotional service of the Lord. Yogataha. By contact of. Bhagavat. Regarding the personality of Godhead. Tattva. Knowledge. Vijnanam. Scientific. Mukta. Liberated. Sangasya.
Of the association.
Jayate.
Becomes effective.
Translation. Thus established in the mode of goodness, the man rejuvenated by loving service to the Lord gains liberation from material association, mukti, and comes to know scientifically of the personality of Godhead.
So, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. Vijnana means science. It is not concoction, speculation. It is a science. That's why mathematics is a science. 2 + 2 = 4. You cannot make 2 + 2 = 5. That doesn't mean means. No. Anywhere you go, it doesn't matter. Because it is science, so either in America or in India or in England, everyone will accept 2 + 2 = 4. That is science. Science is true everywhere. Not that I can imagine my God according to my hymns. You can imagine your God. That is going on. So how can you imagine? There is no question on your way. This Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, this truth, this science, can be understood by a person who is Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha. Meaning free from material association. He can understand. Mukta Sangha Sajaya. And the condition is Evang prasanna manaso. When you are enlightened, engladdened, because so long we are in the jurisdiction of ignorance and passion, there cannot be any jubilance. There cannot be any enlightenment. Therefore you have to come to the platform of goodness. As it is stated in the previous, Kada rajastamo bhava kamalobhadayascha ji cheta etai ranavidyam. Cheta, everything is working within the heart. The whole thing, heart is the central point of this body. So, when the heart is not punctured by the rajagun and tamagun, and you become situated on the modes of goodness, then you become jubilant. Jubilant means he can understand at that time that why these people are working so hard, like cats and dogs. The human life is meant for understanding what is God, without Brahma Jigyasa. This life is meant for simply understanding what is God. The animal life, they cannot understand. That life is different. But the human life is developed. Consciousness is developed. He can understand. This is called goodness. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. How one becomes intelligent? He can study when he is on the platform of goodness. He can study the nature. So why I shall work so hard for getting my material necessities? This is being supplied by nature. The birds and bees, they are getting their food, they are getting their mates, they are being protected in their own way. They have bought a sleeping nest apartment. So even an animal, even a small ant, we sit down in the garden, we see, in the small ant, it has got family, it has got home, it has got eating, everything is there. From ant to the elephant, we supply, they have no business. They do not do any business. They have no profession. But they are getting their necessities of life. Therefore, intelligent person, this is, goodness means intelligent. Prakash. Ignorance means darkness. In darkness you cannot see what is God. So, goodness means light. Anyone can see that there are 8,400,000 species of life or forms of life. They are getting their food, they are getting their shelter, they are satisfying their sex, they are also defending without any extra endeavor. By nature, they are doing their own way. So, why human being, so-called civilized human being, is so much harassed for these four things? We have got better intelligence, we shall be rather more comfortable without struggling for existence than the animals. But our struggle for existence is greater than their struggle of existence. What is this in this? This is not civilization. Everyone wants peaceful, calm life. Even those who are struggling so hard, big business magnate, still at the weekend, they find some secluded place, nice place without trouble. That is the nature. That human nature should be like that. Then why should we work so hard simply for eating, sleeping, mating? This is a wrong type of solution. But at the modern age, the human society is so made that one has to work like ass whole day and night simply for satisfying these four necessities of life. That is also not guaranteed. We thought that in your country, when I was in India. I was contemplating to come into it. And I thought that India is very rich. There is no problem for eating, sleeping, mating. Actually, there is need. There is no problem. But the civilization is so mad that there is no shelter. They are lying down on the park, on the street. Why? There is no necessity, but they have created a civilization that a certain section of people are voluntarily, being obliged, lying down on the street, on the path, no dress, no food, no fixed-up sex life. Everything is profited. Everything is profited. But this is our civilization. This is our civilization. So how they can understand God? Their mind is always disturbed, full of anxiety. So first of all, you have to come to the state of tranquility. Prasanna manasu. Evam prasanna manasu. Prasanna manasu is always jubilant. That can be achieved by these prophets. Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata. By devotional service. No, by no other process. Even prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yoga. One can be jubilant only by practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga. There are many other yoga systems. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga. Everything you endeavor for spiritual enlightenment, that is called yoga. So there are different types of yoga. But real yoga is Bhagavad Gita, devotional. That from the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, yoginamati sarvesham. Of all the yogis, there are different types of yoga system. And different types of yogis also. But Krishna says, of all the yogis, yoginamati sarvesam madgatantaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yuman sami yukta tamavata. That yogi who is devotee and always thinking of me or thinking of Krishna, within the heart. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan faithful bhajate. This is bhajat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. So, he is first class. When he is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and thinking of Krishna within his heart, first class. That is Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. And if he does it nicely, according to the rules and regulations, in the beginning, then he becomes prasanna manasa, prasanna manasa, enlightened. There is no more any lamentation or anger. This is the sign. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. Then you can understand what is God. God is not so cheap. Come on, I shall show you God. You haven't got to follow any rules and regulations. People want to be cheated. Therefore, there are so many cheaters. They take advantage of it. Because they want everything very cheap. That is not possible. This is the stage. Prasanna manasa. Then you can understand what is God. Bhagavat tattva, because it is a science. If somebody says, come on, I shall teach you the science of chemistry within a second, give me some money. Is it possible? If somebody says, I shall teach you mathematics, Come on, give me some money. So while these rascals are misled, it is a science. It is not sentiment. It is science. There was the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without reference to the scientific books, Vedic literature. It is simply disturbance, simply rascalism. Creating disturbance on this, cheating some people, they are cheated, they do not get anything, create some disturbance. That is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Suti Siti Puranadi Pancharatri ki vidhin vina Oikanti ki harer bhakti Utpata eva kalpat Utpat. Utpat means disturbance. So many rascals without reference to the Vedic literature, revealed scriptures. Suti Sriti, these are Vedic literatures. Suti Sriti Puran, Pancharatri ki vidhi, without reference to all these books, if anyone possesses himself that he has understood God and devotion and service, it is simply disturbance, creating disturbance. That's all. Suti Sriti Puranani, because it is a science, how you can manufacture it. It is not that thing. Therefore, any religion without scientific understanding, through philosophy, it is simply sentiment. It is not religion. And philosophy without religious understanding is mental strength. That is also useless. Philosophy which does not search ultimately what is true, what is God, that philosophy is mental speculation. And the knowledge of God without philosophy is simply sentiment. This should be combined. To understand God, our relationship with God, our duty, everything should be understood scientifically. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, therefore this word has been used, Vijnanam. Visheshab Jnanam. Jnanam, ordinary knowledge. And V, when this word is added, V means Visheshab, particular, for practical application. This Vijnanam. So, this Vijnanam, this science can be understood by Mukta Sangha, who is free from the lower modes of material needs, especially tamagun and rajagun. Do not be fooled by so many rascals that Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana, the science of God, understanding is so cheap that anyone can give you by simply one day's association with some rascal. This is not so possible. Yes, it has to be studied. It has to be practiced. It has to be realized. So this Vijnanam is being stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the beginning, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Koitavatam. All rascaldom going on under the name of religion, cheating religion. That some people kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply on scientific understanding, we are presenting what is Krishna consciousness. Not for sentimentals. What is the purpose?
In Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of 20,000 ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection of life. Mostly they are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a
man-like animals. The soul with two hands, two legs, but actually they're animals. Four-legged. Two legs have been transformed into two hands.
Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. And out of many, and out of such many thousands of persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
So it is not so easy to understand Sri Krishna. Manasthanam sahasrishu kasti jatati siddhaya jatatanati siddhyanam. Those have endeavored for perfection of life. Out of many such persons, one can hardly understand Krishna. But it's not so easy. But it is by Krishna's grace. Krishna, being very compassionate with these fallen souls of this age, he appeared as Lord Chaitanya and distributed Krishna. That is his prerogative. That is his right. Krishna wants to distribute himself freely. That is a different thing. Otherwise, it is not so easy to understand Krishna. Just like to earn $1 million is not so easy. But if you are fortunate, you meet somebody who can distribute $1 million at a time. And that is a different thing. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was recognized by Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahabadanaya, Krishna Prima Pradayate. My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations. The other incarnation, people could not understand. But you are freely distributing yourself. Krishna Chaitanya Nāmi. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nāmi. Gaurakṣi Nama. Therefore, we have to follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga. Then we can understand Lord Chaitanya. And if we get favor of Lord Chaitanya, we can very easily understand Krishna. This is the path.
In the same Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita 1855, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service or bhakti yoga.
Here also it is confirmed. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. It is not said by mystic yoga, by hato yoga, by jnana yoga, by karma yoga. No. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. If you want to understand the science of God, then we have to adopt this devotional service, non-vaija yoga. Otherwise, in Bhagavad it would have been said, by karma yogata, by jnana yogata, by hata yogata, by dhyana yogata. No, it is clearly said, Bhagavad bhakti yogata, Bhagavad tattva vijnana, mukta sangasya jaya. If you are still after dhyana-yoga, you cannot understand God. It is clearly said, and the Bhagavad Gita also it is clearly said, bhaktya mahavarijanati. Simply through devotional service. So if you want to know God, then you have to follow the prescribed rules and regulations of bhakti yoga. It is very simple. It is made very easy, especially in this age. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it's so made easy. But we are so unfortunate that we do not take advantage of this. Ita risi tapa kripa bhagavan mama pi. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrates, my dear Lord, you are so compassionate and merciful upon us that in this age you have descended in your as your name. And one can chant this name without any regulation. Niyamita smaranena kala. Anytime, any circumstances, one can chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna has become so liberal. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ita visita vipa bhagavan mamati, my dear Lord, although you are so much merciful upon me, still I am so unfortunate. I could not be attached to chanting a parikshama. I am so unfortunate. You see, the things have been made so easy, actually. But unfortunate class of men, they cannot take it. Thank you.
Just